At the time of its launch in 1996, Al Jazeera was seen by many as a drop in a media ocean dominated by mostly Western news channels and outlets. 25 years later, that drop has created a flood of change around the world.
25 years ago to the day, we launched the Al Jazeera news channel. We meant it to be a present from Qatar to those who needed global news and current affairs.
Before Al Jazeera's launch, the Arab world enjoyed little, if any, media freedom. Citizens from Iraq to Mauritania were told what to think and say through state-owned channels that focused on glorifying their leaders while ignoring the concerns of ordinary people. But when the channel began broadcasting under the slogans of The Opinion and The Other Opinion and The Voice of the Voiceless, it earned the respect and recognition of millions, and its viewership rocketed.
Thanks to your generous support, Your Highness, Father Emir, we have proved that the Arab journalist or citizen, once provided with the required margin of freedom, is able to create and become a source of news and information to the world. Thanks to God, we now see how Al Jazeera has turned into that source of information for international media outlets.
Al Jazeera's different channels are now available in 440 million homes across the world, and its digital platforms reach hundreds of millions of individuals. As to its effect, it might be enough to mention Al Jazeera's role in raising awareness regarding issues in the Middle East and the Global South, with special focus on daily concerns of average people instead of the elites.
While most media outlets were embedded with American and British forces during the occupation of Iraq, Al Jazeera focused on the human cost of the war, as it had done before in Afghanistan. But it came at a cost. Al Jazeera journalists were injured, arrested, and even killed, among them Tariq Ayoub, in a U.S. airstrike on the capital, Baghdad.
We were well aware from the very beginning that this project would be faced by tremendous difficulties and that Al Jazeera would represent a challenge for Qatar. And it did. In fact, Al Jazeera blazed its trail in an unfavorable environment. It was as if we were chiseling away at a rock.
In early 2011, the network's motto was crystallized as millions of people took to the streets in Arab capitals, demanding freedom, justice, and a better life. Al Jazeera was on the ground reporting while local, regional, and some international channels failed to acknowledge the protests that became known as the Arab Spring. In 2017, and a testament to how influential Al Jazeera had become, a blockade on Qatar was imposed by Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. They insisted the channel must be shut down for the blockade to be lifted. That was rejected.
So you're not going to shut down Al Jazeera?
No, we're not going to shut down Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera's commitment to continue to report on the plight of civilians in Palestine led to its offices in Gaza being bombed, along with those of other media outlets, this time by the Israeli army, live on TV. But those challenges seemed only to strengthen the network's resolve and make its role more relevant in the region. Today, Al Jazeera Network boasts 5 different channels, several websites and digital platforms. All have cemented themselves as leaders in their field, seeking the human story and striving to speak truth to power. A quarter of a century has passed, and what was once described by former Egyptian dictator Hosni Mubarak as a tiny matchbox is now a global media empire and a beacon of free expression in a region that has never needed it more. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera, Doha.